The National Party is choosing its candidate for the Auckland Central electorate tonight. The seat's been held by former National Deputy Leader Nikki Kaye, who announced that she wouldn't seek re-election in the wake of Todd Muller's resignation as party leader. National Party bosses admitted last week that they'd gone against their own party rules and that this has slowed down the process to get a candidate selected. Our reporter, Nita Blake-Pearson, is at West Haven, where tonight's meeting is taking place. Nita, who is still in the running to be National's candidate in this electorate?
Well, we're down to three candidates tonight. There's Emma Mallow, Nuanthi Summerer-Cohn, and the third one we understand to be Rob Thomas, who's a former local board member. But it really does come down to Nuanthi and Emma. And that's because of what we understand transpired with the National Party last week. They put forward those two as their preferred candidates. However, it's since came out that that actually wasn't their, what their rules dictated, that they needed to have five candidates. So they brought a few back into the mix. Rob Thomas was one of them. We understand another two of those have either pulled out or are not interested. So it does come down to these three candidates tonight.
Is there a particular front runner?
Well, it could go either way based on speaking to people who are heading into the meeting tonight. Just to give a bit of background about both of them, Emma Mallow is a consultant communications manager at the ANZ Bank, and she's got a background with the Young Nats and is said to have quite a bit of support within the electorate for going for this seat. Then you've got Nuanthi Summerer-Cohn, who's a Sri Lankan-born consultant who was already the party's candidate out in Manurewa, but she's understood to have quite a bit of backing within the party for this seat. So she has had a bit of controversy surrounding her bid. It basically comes from a photo of her which emerged and has been sent to, circulating on Facebook, and claims that that made her unfit for the role. It was a photo of her in a bodybuilding competition, and she's had to hire a QC to fight back, saying it's damaging and untrue to her campaign, but it's added to a pretty messy process for filling the Nats seat here.
Okay, so when we finally get to the last person standing in terms of the National Party candidate for the electorate, who else is in the competition? Who are they up against?
Well, whoever wins tonight is... comes down to two main front runners that they'll be going up against. You've got the Greens' Chloe Swarbrick and Helen White for Labour. So Helen White's an employment lawyer. She went for this seat last time and missed out. She's currently 50th on the Labour list. And then there's Chloe Swarbrick, who's a Green Party list MP and is also a former mayoral candidate. So that's who they'll be vying for this seat with.
Okay, so it is, well, is it just another electorate, or is this seat more important?
Well, it's always been a hard-fought-for seat. As you say, Nikki Kaye's had it for the past 12 years, but she has had to fight for it. Two of those elections, she went up against Labour's Jacinda Ardern and beat her only by a few hundred votes in both elections. And then Helen White came in 2017. Nikki Kaye broadened her lead to about 1,500 votes for that election. But, yeah, it's always come pretty close. It's an interesting electorate in its makeup. It's got inner-city suburbs. You've got Ponsonby, Herne Bay and Freemans Bay, but also the islands of the Hauraki Gulf. So you've got Waiheke and Great Barrier making up most of that. And in terms of its makeup, there's a lot of young people here. It's got more voters who are between 20 and 29 than any other electorate in the country. And based on its electorate profile, a lot of those people are really highly educated. It's often seen as quite a liberal seat. So there's been a lot of talk of maybe a deal being done here, Labour or the Greens pulling back a little bit to avoid splitting that left vote. But Jacinda Ardern, the Labour leader today, said that is absolutely not happening, that Labour doesn't do deals and it won't be starting now. And Chloe Swarbrick herself said she's not interested because she doesn't think she needs it. She's pretty sure she'll be elected without that.
So, no deal. So instead, what? Some fierce competition, Nita?
Yeah, it's going to be a sprint for whoever wins tonight. The electoral debates have already started. Auckland Central had their one last night, and obviously National didn't have a person to put up, so they had Erica Stanford fill in. But whoever does win this has such a short space of time to be winning votes. Obviously, the election's only 40 days away, but advance voting actually starts on September 5th, so that's just over 4 weeks away. And advance voting is not a small amount of votes, 1.2 million advance votes cast last election. Auckland. So whoever comes in tonight is in for a hotly contested race for this seat.
Thanks, Nita. That's Nita Blake-Pearson, who's in Westmere, where that meeting is going to take place tonight to decide who will be the national candidate in Auckland Central. And we're expecting that decision to come sometime after 7:30. So we'll keep you posted.